March 29, the throne of grace. A throne in every heart, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, Ephesians 3:17. God has bought us and he claims a throne in each heart. Our minds and bodies must be subordinated to him, and the natural habits and appetites must be made subservient to the higher wants of the soul. But we can place no dependence upon ourselves in this work. We cannot with safety follow our own guidance. The Holy Spirit must renew and sanctify us. In God's service, there must be no halfway work. When the heart is cleansed from sin, Christ is placed on the throne that self-indulgence and love of earthly treasure once occupied. The image of Christ is seen in the expression of the countenance. The work of sanctification is carried forward in the soul. Self-righteousness is banished. There is seen the putting on of the new man, which after Christ is created in righteousness and true holiness. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Beholding Christ means studying his life as given in his word. We are to dig for truth as for hidden treasure. We are to fix our eyes upon Christ when we take him as our personal Savior. This gives us boldness to approach the throne of grace. By beholding, we become changed, morally assimilated to the one who is perfect in character. By receiving his imputed righteousness through the transforming power of the Holy Spirit, we become like him. The image of Christ is cherished and it captivates the whole being. The upward progress of the soul indicates that Jesus bears rule in the heart, that heart through which he diffuses his peace and joy, and the blessed fruits of his love becomes his temple and his throne. Ye are my friends, says Christ, if ye do whatsoever I command you. John 15:14. Give to God the most precious offering that it is possible for you to give. Give him your heart.